8:32. Welcome back to Subah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. As I mentioned earlier on, there has been quite a bit of discussion on social media platforms, especially with regards Senha certifying a cake that's known and that's labeled and called Israeli chocolate cake. Now, to get an explanation, we are joined this morning on the line by the Theological Director at Senha, Maulana Muhammad Sayyid Nablaki. Maulana, once again, Jazakumullah for your time. Always appreciated. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair for the opportunity, Maulana.
I've seen the explanation of Senha with regards to this being a very local product. It's manufactured here, it's sold here, it's not imported from Israel. Give us the background. Why does Senha approve this particular product?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maulana, you know, this matter came about last year as well when a few of the brothers raised the issue. Firstly, I think initially when we got a whole host of queries from the consumers and the public, it was the misunderstanding that this product, Israeli chocolate, is a product that is imported from Israel.
Mm.
Then we offered the clarification to say that, look, it is a product that is locally made by a local bakery, and yes, it is named Israeli chocolate cake. Amongst the myriad of other products that this bakery manufactures, from wraps to pita breads to cakes and pastries, etc., this is one of the products also that they manufacture. Now, I appreciate the, you know, the sentiments that people would have around the name Israel. But, you know, the Shari'i position and the theological position, especially, you know, when it comes to halal and haram, it is a clear matter that you cannot expect to declare a product haram based on the fact, you know, that there is some expedient political rationale, etc. Yes, this is a separate matter, and in the issue of Palestine, we're aligned to the BDS, and we've met with them on several occasions, and we are guided by them in terms of issues of boycotting, etc. However, when it comes to declaring a product haram, it is not the prerogative of any person, be it alim or anybody else. Where Allah has declared a particular product halal, we cannot then go about declaring that product haram. So that is the guideline that we've used in the certification or rejection of certification when it comes to a policy.
Mm.
That if a product is haram, definitely it's haram. And where a product meets the halal criteria, it will be certified halal. You know, you cannot then not certify such a product halal purely because, you know, at this particular moment in time, there may be some political expediency, etc., with regards the name connotation that a product may have.
Now, I know in one of the explanations that was circulating on social media that seemed to come from the side of Senha, the example was given that when there's a connotation linked to something which is haram, so rum flavor or pork flavor, even though there may not be rum or pork in that particular product or in that ingredients, then Senha will not allow for its label to be associated with that product simply because of the haram connotation. Now, the question would arise that if it's not haram technically, as you just explained, then wouldn't it also apply in that instance that if there is no actual rum or no actual pork in that pork spice, then Senha's label should be attached because technically it's not haram and it's not Senha's place to say it's not haram by not giving it the endorsement?
Yeah, we don't declare such a product haram and we don't prohibit the company from manufacturing such a product within a halal certified facility.
Hmm.
But purely to avoid desensitizing the Muslim community with regard to name like pork spice. You have a little child buying a whiskey chocolate. You desensitizing that child with regard to consumption of a clearly categoric haram item. And that's the reason, although technically if anybody had a rum and raisin ice cream, they haven't committed a sin. They haven't eaten haram. But purely from that particular perspective, the theological committee had taken a policy decision not to certify, you know, bacon-flavored, because you're desensitizing the community to bacon, or to whiskey, or to sherry, or to any other haram item for that matter.
Those who are criticizing Senha's position in terms of approving this product, which is known as Israeli chocolate cake, they are saying that you cannot look at it purely from a Shari'i, theological, technical, jurisprudential perspective. You have to look at it from a moral and ethical perspective, that there is a very strong Palestinian cause in this country, And to have Sanha's label associated with the name Israel would send the wrong message. It's just an unethical connotation, perhaps similar to what you've just explained now in terms of having Sanha's label attached to a product that has rum and raisin, even though there isn't technically rum and raisin there.
Yeah, look, you know, the thing is this, that with regards an item like bacon or rum or whiskey or sherry, these are blatant and categorically haram products. We cannot bring a similarity to Israel, for an example, in this particular matter. And look, the name Israel as well, in itself, I mean, we have a problem with the Zionist regime, oppressive regime that exists there at the time. That's a separate matter. When it comes to Israel as a name, I mean, a prophet's name was Israel, Nabi Yaqub. The word Israel appears in several occasions in the Quran. So I think there should be a balance in the manner in which we approach just a name. Yes, most certainly, for purposes of political expediency, etc., we feel we should boycott a certain product by all means. But to say that, declare the product haram, or declare it non-halal based on the fact that it has a name Israeli or American popcorn or British bagel. There is something, and again, Molana, you will get a different interpretation. I mean, people look at things from a different perspective. Some people would interpret it to be, look, there's no way I'm going to even touch anything that has the name Israeli chocolate. So, you know, even if it's not made in Israel, maybe it's even made by Mufti Salman somewhere in Gauteng, and is a devout Muslim, I'm not going to eat that product purely because of the connotation of that name, and anything that has the word Israel, I don't touch or I don't look at or I have a natural aversion for. That's that person's personal sentiment and feeling. But I think to say that, look, anything that has this name should be haram and should not be certified halal, I think that's open for opinion and different interpretation.
What would your response be to Palestinian activists who feel that Sanha should show solidarity with the Palestinian cause? This seems to be offending them in as far as Sanha's label. They're not asking for Sanha to declare this as haram or to tell people not to eat it. They just are not comfortable with the Muslim organization's logo appearing on a product that has the name Israeli chocolate cake. What's your response be to them?
I think you know, our policy and our position, as outlined earlier, would be our response to that. And it becomes very difficult to now say, look, you know, because of the issue that Muslims had with the Crusades, we're not going to drive any Italian car or any Spanish product at all. I think there has to be some kind of a balance in our approach when it comes to issues of this nature. Extremism both ways is not Islamic.
Finally, Mona, you mentioned that this product here, this particular cake, the Israeli chocolate cake, it's locally produced, it's not imported from Israel. What is Sanha's policy with regards to products that is imported from Israel that may be halal and may be sold by one of the outlets that is Sanha certified?
Look, I must reiterate, that this issue was brought about that Sanha certifies Israeli products. Our position has all, we've in fact received applications for people that want to export their products to South Africa from Israel, where we've turned down such applications clearly. And those are on record, for anybody that wants to have a look. However, when it comes to products that, for an example, downstream products where you might have some ingredient or a blend of some ingredient made by a local company, but where raw material is exclusively available in Israel, there have been such instances, where typically the chila coffee matter was widely and broadly discussed and debated some years ago. So in such instances, yes, but where it comes for products made in Israel, our position has always been that of non-certification.
Well, as always, Jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There you have it from Mulana Muhammad Sayyid Navlaki, the theological director of Sanha, explaining about this photo that's doing the rounds on social media, where it has a picture of, you know, that the casing of the cake container, and it's on top it's written Israeli chocolate, meaning Israeli chocolate cake, and it's got Sanha's logo next to it. Mulana explaining that that product is not imported from Israel, it's produced locally, like you have Turkish Delights and American popcorn. Those are names for some reason or the other. Bombay Crush is an example that comes to my mind. However, there are some Palestinian activists, as you know, and as you have been reading on social media, who feel that there should be no link between a Muslim organization's label and the name Israel on any product, and that doesn't send out the right kind of message, and doesn't bode well for the Palestinian cause. But it's good to have these debates and to have these discussions.